We consider, evaluate, and postulate everything. Welcome to Capacity Cast with your hosts, Michael and Scott. Let's get started. We're talking about Nintendo and all the good and bad. I'm here with Chris again.
Hello.
Thanks for talking with me about this stuff.
That's what I do.
So Nintendo, when did you start with Nintendo?
When I was a kid, I remember going into the kitchen. We had a 13-inch TV, and my dad bought...
Was it color?
It was a color 13-inch TV. It was just a kitchen TV. We had like a 20-something-inch... Remember those console TVs?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had one of those in the living room. That was
the, with the wood?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first TV there. That was still color. But my dad bought a Nintendo, and my mom wouldn't let him hook him up on the big TV because that would take away from the big TV viewing time. So we put it in the kitchen TV, and I remember watching him play Mario. We actually got the system that didn't include, this is weird, we didn't get the Nintendo with Mario and Duck Hunt, which was supposedly the first.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. The first one was without Duck Hunt, and it also had...
No Zapper.
And it had AV cables. It didn't have the RF adapter only.
Oh, wow.
So I still have it. It still works. It does need a new cartridge reader.
Oh.
Because it gets a little scrambling.
Yeah. Yeah, the pins bend.
But yeah, that was the first thing I ever playing as a kid. I mean, we had other systems. I never played them. I don't remember them.
Okay, so it was just Mario?
We had only Mario. I played so much Mario. Mm-hmm. And we never had too many games. It was literally like, I play Akari Warriors a lot with my cousin. We love that one. It's a top-down one or two-player co-op military game, and you're literally walking around with a like Rambo with a gun, and you get different. You start with a crappy gun, and it can be a machine gun, or you can walk into a tank. And there was a code. It was ABBA, and it would give you another life, except for the final level. If you're in the final level that no longer works.
That's great. They expect you to know at least enough by then to not give you the... My first one was also the NES. My aunt and uncle had given it to us. Looking back, actually, I think they bought it for... They had a homestay with kids from Ireland, and they had a Nintendo there. So I think that was a handed down Nintendo looking back. But it worked for a while, and then it eventually broke. But we had... It was the one with the zapper.
Yep.
So Mario, and we had bought Mario 3, but also Bubble Bobble. So the thing with Bubble Bobble is that it's so addicting. So my sister and I were playing it so much, and my parents only had one TV, and it magically broke at some point. It fell off the TV, quote unquote, at some point, and that was gone. And another really goofy story, I wanted Zelda 2. Okay. And my aunt and uncle bought it for me, but I never played it because my mom had looked through the instructions and saw what she thought was a swastika.
Oh, okay.
So, like, nope. And it's actually the Buddhist symbol. But anyways, she didn't like that, so that went out into the trash.
I loved Zelda 2. I think that's like
everyone's
favorite.
I actually had gotten
favorite.
The first one because my aunt and uncle didn't know the difference.
Yep.
But anyways.
Well, that's a cool Saint Uncle, because, I mean, I had the first Zelda, and that was, didn't play it as much as I should have. I beat it probably 3 or 4 times, but it definitely had, back then it had so much replay value. And then, what was, Rad Racer, and he had the 3D glasses, and you could hit select, and it would go into this crazy red-blue land, and it kind of looked 3D.
Oh, jeez. Did you have a power glove?
No. Yeah, I wanted one.
That movie with the power glove, and I think he was playing Rad Racer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing's weird, because you need to set up sensors on your television for it to work.
Yeah, it's garbage, but so cool.
It was. I wanted to just buy it just to have it to put my hand in, because I never got to try one on as a kid.
My friend, his name is Eric, he bought a power glove, but then he threw away the sensing thing. So I was like, why did you do that?
He just wanted the glove, like me. Like, I just want the glove.
Yeah, I guess.
Some of us just want to put our hand in the glove and, like, point at stuff and be like, doo-doo-doo-doo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty lame, but.
Or my best Nintendo system, the one that I love the most, is the Super Nintendo. And I still have it. I kind of buy and sell games a little bit. So I try to collect the ones that I really want. And some of them are expensive. But
yeah, they are.
I have a pretty big collection. And Mario RPG, that was one that I had bought back in the day. but I recently bought one called Combo Tribes, and it's a beat 'em up, and one called the Ninja Turtle fighting game. That was good, too.
So I had a Super Nintendo, I think, not too long after it came out. I had to have it. Parents got it for me because they were awesome.
I had actually bought it for the beat-em-up version of Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time.
Yep,
that's Turtles in Time. That's why I bought the Super Nintendo. Because I played it at a friend's house, and that was amazing.
I forget what game I got with it. I know I had Zelda.
Okay.
Link to the Past. No, I didn't have Link to the Past. That was my cousin's game. I wanted that game, but I had played it at my cousin's and beat it. Mm-hmm. But when I got mine, I got Super Mario World.
World.
And that game I played to death. One of my all-time favorite Marios, because it was...
You can
besides Mario 3.
You can even beat it, and then the season changes in the game. You replay it with a different look.
It was such a fun thing. Yeah. But that was like when multiplayer games kind of came out, and right. I loved playing multiplayer games. So Mario Kart was played endlessly.
Definitely.
NBA Jam was played endlessly.
Got that one, too.
I played nonstop Madden. Madden 96 was definitely my year of Madden. I think that's everyone always kind of says that's the best Madden, and it was.
So getting to the negatives a little bit, a lot of people say Sega was the best for sports games.
It was. Yeah. My cousin had a Genesis, I had the Super Nintendo, and NBA Jam played a lot better on the Sega.
Okay.
Had a faster processor.
It did, and I think the best part of the Genesis was definitely Sonic was awesome. There wasn't a game like Sonic for the Nintendo.
The only thing that came close was called Bubsy. Yeah, it was a high speed, like Mario, but... Yeah.
Faster paced.
Yeah.
See, I liked Sonic a lot. That's the only reason I'm so bad at it. I never got to play it as a kid. Like, I try to play it now, and I'm like, I made it to the second level, and I died.
Yeah.
Again and again and again. Because it's so... I don't know what it does. It's just so different. Like, I could play... When I had the Dreamcast, to go a little bit off topic, that Sonic for that, Sonic Adventure, that I could play.
Is that full 3D?
Yeah.
I actually bought Sonic CD for Steam a while back. The music is great.
Yep. And the Switch just got a new Sonic, the Sonic Mania. Really?
It's still a foreign concept for me because I jumped from the Super Nintendo to basically not doing much console. So seeing Sega on Nintendo is
weird.
Odd.
It's weird on my phone because I have a Sonic game on my phone. I have the newest Sonic Run game on my phone. It's actually pretty fun, but...
Nice. Actually, I have Chrono Trigger on my... Although it has DRM, which is stupid.
I have Animal Crossing on my phone.
Wow. Really?
Because they just launched Animal Crossing on all phones.
Okay.
So,
that's cool.
If you like Animal Crossing, which is a great Nintendo IP...
Yeah, I know of it. I've taken photos of cosplayers and Animal Crossing outfits.
Yeah, that's another... So, yeah. Super Nintendo, I mean... That was probably the turning point in games for me. And, I mean, I still liked the Sega, and I still liked one of my friends actually had a... I don't think it was the time of Jaguar. I know he had a Neo... I had friends
TurboGrafx 16.
Yeah, TurboGrafx
16. TurboGrafx 16. I remember going into Toys R Us and being amazed by these extremely expensive, really odd consoles, and that was one of them.
Yep. Yeah, we definitely had some weird consoles, but... I mean, you can't beat some of the IPs that Nintendo came up with. I mean, Donkey Kong Country, another game that just isn't replicated today, even though they have done another one for the Wii U, had the Donkey Kong Frozen whatever, which was apparently was really popular, but it was really hard. I mean, people who were adults actually were like, this game is not easy.
Yeah.
There was Killer Instinct. They even had Doom on it.
Yep. I never played Doom on it, but definitely.
I have it. I can bring it over sometime.
No. That's trouble.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Castlevania 4.
Contra was... I have the Contra for Super Nintendo. It's a really good game. It has a mixture of side-scrolling, but then it has some top-down using the Mode 7 effect for Super Nintendo.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's fun. And then if you hold the L and R, they pull their two guns out, and you can do a spin shooting thing.
Spin shooting mode.
Yeah, so it's really cool.
Yeah, they did a lot of fun stuff with the Super Nintendo. I mean, I unfortunately don't remember a lot of it because it's been forever. And at the home, I do have my Super Nintendo and boxes of games because as I've grown up, I'll go to like a garage sale.
I wanted that back in the day.
Yeah, a box of games. Yeah, my box of games for Super Nintendo was like maybe 10 games.
Okay.
But they were so good.
Yeah.
So good.
One more Super Nintendo thing. I actually got into anime because of a Japanese Super Nintendo game. Gundam Wing, which is a fighting game. It's really, in my opinion, it's the best fighting game on Super Nintendo. It has amazing sprites. It's really fluid, and it's basically the big Gundams fighting each other. I actually bought the cart in Japan in 2006. I did it in emulation first, but then I actually bought the cart.
There was a GameCube game that was like that I liked playing a lot. I don't remember what it was called. It was some weird title, but it was you played like in a VR simulator, but you're all Gundams with your Gundam weapons.
Nice.
I mean, they weren't actual Gundams because, you know, but they were mech things that turned into airplanes.
Oh.
Gundams.
Maybe it was Voltron or something.
It wasn't Voltron. Which goes back to another game. I used to play Battletech, which stole the Robotech stuff, which was Gundam-based for a while because they did the airplane mech robots.
Okay, the transforming.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and I actually have the Transformer that was a ripoff Robotech.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those games were awesome.
So from the Super Nintendo, you got into the 64?
Yes, 64 was the system that I fell in love with the most. That was, Mario 64 is probably by far my favorite game of all time, just because you could replay it so many times. I mean, it does get boring, but challenging yourself to get all of everything in that game was so worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't easy. But it was, I mean, if you just want to quickly beat it and get to the end, it's easy. I mean, just like any of the Mario games or any of the Zelda games, you don't have to spend time playing it hardcore, but you can. That's like my favorite kind of games. It is linear, but it's based on how much effort you want to put into it. So there's still some variance to it. I mean, you can skip stuff. I mean, you don't have to get everything in the game and still win the game.
And even the speed people, what are they called? Speedrunners.
Speedrunners.
They were big on that in the past, playing that one.
Yep. That one and the original Mario, like beating it in like 3 minutes because you can portal warp.
Yeah.
And the Super Mario, or the Mario 3 one. Oh my gosh. I watched that video. I think it was like 7 minutes long and they beat the game with like 99 lives.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Never got hit once.
Yeah.
Jumping on all the shells and all the.
I pretty much missed out on the 64, but I do remember being sent a VHS tape of Star Fox.
Yep.
And that was so amazing. I wanted to play that so bad, but I didn't.
Star Fox 64, which was a great Super Nintendo game. And the little mini SNES over there has Star Fox 2, which apparently was unreleased.
Yeah, it was unreleased. I would like to play that some. Well, actually, I have played the emulated version for a few minutes, but I know that it's really great that they put that in there, which we can talk about. Any other 64 games you can think of?
Oh, yeah. Conker's Bad Fur Day, which classic.
Heard of that one.
They really need to bring that series back. Rare made some of the best games. I mean, let's just talk about
Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark, that's the game. Mm-hmm. Perfect Dark, GoldenEye 64. All of the sports games were all right on the 64.
Mario Kart, of course.
Yeah, all the Mario Kart 64.
I'm a original guy for original Mario Kart, but I have played.
Yep, Mario Kart 64 just added a few little touches that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
I still like the Super Nintendo one more. I think the levels were better, but you know, Excitebike 64 was awesome. Uniracers, I mean, talk about a game that had just an odd game.
I actually had that in the original Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
They had a
Uniracers. 2D Uniracers, yep.
Moving on from 64, the Wii and the Wii U?
So I had the Wii, and I thought it was going to be the coolest thing ever. I mean, I had the GameCube. I mean, I was a Nintendo kid. Mm-hmm. My friends were all Sega or whatever. I mean, I had a Dreamcast, too. I had $9.99, had to get Dreamcast, but I was almost religiously waiting for games to come out and reading about games for my Nintendo, and I really didn't care about anything else. There was like a couple games, like even when I had a PlayStation 2, there was games I wanted, like I wanted Kingdom Hearts and stuff, but I never got excited about it. But when like the GameCube was like, you know, Luigi's Mansion's coming out, gotta have it, man, because it's like something I've never seen before.
And Luigi gets a game.
Yeah, Luigi gets a game. The Wii, I thought, were just going to be so groundbreaking, and for the first 2 months, I mean, Wii Sports was literally like the only game on there.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the bowling and the golf and things like that.
It was really good, but that's the novelty definitely trickled out. Getting other people to come play it was getting harder.
So they got bored of it?
Yeah, and it makes sense. I mean, it's pretty, why not just go really bowling? I mean, and it made sense. Like, people asked me that, like, why don't we just go bowling?
Instead of throwing it into the TV and destroying your TV with a Wiimote.
Yeah, and I looked at him like, but I don't like bowling. You know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's weird, like, how you like video game sports, but the it, you know, and then the Metroid Prime games came out for the for the Wii, and there were some really good games. The Zelda games were really good. The Mario, which Mario was that on there? See, that's the thing is, I that system for me was awesome, but then also it the controller stopped me from continuing playing. I don't think they thought about that.
Do you remember? It's a maybe not. It was an arcade game, and it was also on the Wii U. It was LA Machine Guns. Something like that. It was a gallery-style shooter. I really enjoyed the arcade game, and I did notice it was on the Wii. Really fun game. On the arcade, at least.
Yep. Yeah, that's where I wish... I try to play sports games. I'm one of those people who likes a lot of genres. Like, I like Japanese RPG games. I like regular RPG games. I like tactical fighters. I mean, I played Fire Emblem. I played... Disgaea's. Those were all really good games, you know, and I like sports games. I like side-scrollers. I like 3D. So it was really easy for me to get excited about a game, but on the Wii, it was like, okay, I want to play a sports game. Well, they dumbed it down for the controller versus just letting me have, and I think that happened a lot of, and that's where, like, Nintendo started to lose its ground was...
Even though it had a humongous amount of games and ends, but
it had a ton of games.
There's probably a lot of fluff and garbage.
There's a lot. I mean, literally every Madden that was launched for it was fluff because they were so bad. I mean, I don't want to flick the controller. Like, I just want to play Madden.
Push the button.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't a game where
sometimes
it's
cool. You want a more traditional control layout for various games.
Like,
yeah.
It was really cool for Mario Kart where you could turn the controller and turn, but...
Cool for a while, right?
Yeah. You know, like actually, you know, when you're a kid and you play Mario Kart and you lean in and you were actually leaning in and it made sense in this game.
Yeah.
It was cool, but there were some times I'm just like, you don't have room or you're sitting in the awkward spot or on the floor and you're like, I can't.
You get carpal tunnel from
holding the controller. I mean, that's why I wish they pushed shooting games more. I wish they pushed things to make use of it, but it seemed like it became a novelty for everyone. Like they made Madden a novelty. Why? Why would you flick the pass constantly?
Money.
And they had the Pro Controller. I mean, you could just plug in a better controller. You could plug in a GameCube controller. You could do things with it. But it did become a novelty, even though I didn't think it was.
Did we have a... What was that fighting game? Smash Brothers.
Yeah, Smash Brothers.
Okay.
You had to use the... They made an adapter where you can plug in the GameCube.
Okay.
Oh, no, the GameCube controller is plugged in the top of the Wii U.
Oh.
Or the Wii. They had the top port would open up and you could put GameCube controllers in there.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, you could, and I mean, that was the thing is, like, you have the wireless technology. Why?
Yeah, that's true.
Why not make me a nice controller?
That is true.
The Wii U had a really nice controller, the Pro Controller for the Wii U. Amazing. I bought that to run my not pirated, but
on PC?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the Wii U, that's the one that I played quite a bit with friends. Usually, I used to go to their place on Saturdays. They had all the current systems. They had the PS4, they had the Xbox One, and then the Wii U, and then we always gravitated towards the Wii U because it's a lot better for multiplayer local. Yep. So we did a lot of that. They had all the Pro Controllers.
Yep.
They
were nice.
All of the accessories.
I love their Pro Controller.
We would do Smash Brothers. We would do Mario Kart, which was good and bad because one of the guys was very...
Rage quit?
Yes. But
you always have to have one rage quit friend.
Still fun. Yep. Still fun.
And it had a lot of niche games, too. Like, I really liked the new Pikmins, I think, that were on there.
Yep, we did a little bit of Pikmin.
So they brought back some good IPs. See, I wanted a Wii U.
The Mario games, actually, we did a lot of multiplayer Mario.
I forgot they did multiplayer Mario on there.
You can hit each other and push each other off things, and which was not the intent, but it happens.
And, I wanted one. And my only downfall was when I saw it come out, I sat there and looked at it. And as someone that...
More of an upgrade than the new system.
Yeah. I mean, I looked at it, and I'm like, you guys have a Nintendo DS, which is basically the screen for the... Or the Wii U controller.
And the controller itself is a little odd because it's so large.
It is.
A lot of people liked it. I wasn't a big fan when I did use it.
And they were supposed to sell them as separate controllers, and they never did.
It's just pricey, and the people didn't want to develop for that use case.
It didn't.
Yeah.
But that was my thing. It's like, I imagine Nintendo then. I mean, my best friend is a regional manager for GameStop, and I was like, why doesn't Nintendo just go, we have this awesome DS. Why don't we make a new DS that links with my Wii?
Mm-hmm.
and this thing could be my screen, and I can send the portable game to here and play it.
Yep.
And they had this opportunity because they make the best handheld. I mean, the PSP was really good, and the PS Vita was really good, but
the Game Boy, from beginning to all of the DS versions, it's just been so prominent.
And they're so good. I mean, I loved my DS, my 3DS. I mean, I hated the 3D tech. I thought it was stupid. I'm like, okay, we're making something that, again, is niche. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Awesome. Why am I paying for it?
Like,
I don't want to pay an extra, even if it's $5 more.
Yeah.
Who's going to implement it in a game? And like, it hurts most people's heads when you say, don't play for more than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
On a handheld? Come on. I'm sitting in my, I'm sitting in the bed just playing before bed for an hour.
How did the two screens work out with games?
I mean, it worked out fine. Yeah. It made sense on some games. Mm-hmm. And that's why I really wish
RPGs and
You can
tactical.
Have all the tools could be down there, or you can draw out maps. And I mean, I didn't like switching between a pen and because it wasn't really that good at touch. Yeah. But you know, it's
that was a little before the good touch days.
It was,
yeah.
But it was. I mean, it's still like to this day, I really wish Nintendo would have sat down and been like, "Let's make a badass handheld that we can sell separately that also connects to the Wii U." And whatever system it would have been called, because it wouldn't have been called a Wii U because it didn't have the giant controller thing. Probably been like the Wii DS or something. But yeah, I mean, and but they did it. They finally did that, technically, with the Switch.
The Wii Wii.
The Wii Wii.
Wii 2.
The Wii 2, yeah.
We all Wii.
Oh, man.
Yep.
There's so many jokes.
Yep.
But they lost so many followers because of the Wii U. Mm-hmm. And, I mean...
Or at least they went into hiatus
until the Switch. And I got to admit, I was one of those hiatus people. I bought an Xbox One, owned it for 2 months, and there was not a single good game that launched for it. I mean, the biggest hype for launch was Titanfall, and it was nothing different than the demo. Because I thought it was going to be Mech Assault, because we all know Mech Assault for the original Xbox was a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
It was. But, I mean... They lost so many, like, they lost, Nintendo even lost me. I did not buy the Wii U. I went to people's houses and played it. I'm like, I love it, but it's so far away from what I want as a game. And then I saw the Switch was announced. And I go, well, as an adult that doesn't have a lot of time, a portable console makes sense. You know, I loved my DS. And I was like, okay, I am going to get a day one. No matter what, I'm getting a day one Switch. And I have to admit that for the first time since the Nintendo 60, or since the GameCube, I've played, sat down, and beaten a game. I have beaten 7 games on the Switch.
Wow.
I have not beaten 7 games since Nintendo 64.
Yeah. I can't even think of 7 games of...
Yeah. And they're not fun. Like, when I had my Xbox 360, I'd play games, and then, you know, 20 or 30 hours into it, I would play it for 20 hours, like Dead Rising. It was a really good game, but I would get so bored. I didn't want to beat it. I just wanted to... run around and enjoy it and blow stuff up and destroy things.
My Steam library is a lot of 10 or 5 minute play times.
Yep. And that's why I loved my phone. I mean, the phone stole my video game love because I can, oh man, I've got 20 minutes. What can I play? Mm-hmm. And the Switch did that. It has games like when Zelda came out, which was a launch title, you could literally play Zelda because for 20 minutes because literally you just hit the off button and it's still there. You come back 3 days later, it's still right where you were.
Oh, really?
And you can start playing.
That's cool.
And that's what the video game industry was
missing.
So it's
like basically PC save states for emulation. They transitioned that into the real deal. That's good.
Yeah, and that for me sealed it. I was able to... I played Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm. I mean, it launched on the Wii U and the Switch, but I played it, and I mean, my friends had it, and I was already done. I already beat the game with tons of all the accessories.
Okay.
And then after I beat it, I continue to play it, which, again, I haven't done since, again, Super Mario or Mario Sunshine or, you know, any of the Mario
Kart. Well, there's still good quality gaming after the story is basically
and
done.
They've had 2 DLCs.
Oh, really?
And I beat the first DLC, which was the sword one where you could upgrade the Master Sword to a bit, and then...
Does it add story, or is it just...
It didn't add story. It added a mode where you can upgrade the Master Sword. The new one adds new story.
Okay.
It just came out last week, so you get a motorcycle
in it. A little busy
then,
probably. Yeah.
I mean, I have not played it, because I'm stuck on... Super Mario Odyssey came out, or Mario Odyssey came out. Played that and beat that. I mean, Golf Story came out. It's an indie game. It's an RPG golf game.
Wow.
Like, you learn how to... You're like a really crappy golfer kid, and you want to learn how to be a golfer, and... You play an RPG and you get better.
Sounds interesting, actually.
It's so it actually has so much high praise. If you go on Reddit in the Switch section, people are like, oh, what game should I get? like $10, get Golf Story. Some of the stuff is a little buggy in it, but the game is fantastic. And there's even a disc golf section in it. I mean, it's hilarious. It's such a good game. And then
that's great that Nintendo's opening more up to the indie side of things.
That's
too.
Another thing they lost. I mean, they haven't had real support from AAA titles. I mean, Capcom has already released 2 Resident Evils.
Oh, wow.
So they brought back the Revelations 1 and 2.
Okay.
And they're guaranteeing the next new Resident Evil will be on the Switch.
Money talks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
sales talk.
Doom, the new Doom is on Switch, and they just announced Wolfenstein will be on the Switch when it launches next year. Well, not launches, but when the Switch version launches next year. The horror game franchise, the Outlast 1 and 2, they announced they're going to have Outlast 1 and 2 on the Switch. I mean, we're going to have rated R games, again, on the Switch, on a Nintendo system.
Yeah.
We have AAA titles making games for the system.
Is Oblivion going
to be? Yeah, that's already out. Skyrim.
Okay.
Yep, Skyrim launched
in
November.
One. Yeah.
I mean, the Skyrim's on every system. I mean, you're eventually, you know, your toaster's going to play Skyrim. They will make Skyrim for anything. But it's really
TI-86 calculator Skyrim.
it's coming.
Yeah.
I mean, there'll be a TI-95 because, you know, you need a 64-bit processor in there. But
So, features-wise, what about the Switch changed things? Why did it...
Number one was portability. I had to have a console. Like, normally, I would have it with me. It's always in my bag with me.
Yep.
But I'm downloading a new game on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted a game where I didn't have to carry cartridges, so I could just download the game to the system, and especially things I know I'm going to play. Like, I bought Breath of the Wild because that was the only way to get it. Well, it wasn't. You could download launch day.
Okay.
But I just wanted to pop it in and start playing. I didn't care. You know, I didn't want to spend 2 hours like, oh, download. But no, it was just portability was number one. I had to have a system where I could take it places. But it was also you could take it places and play with your friends. Like, we bought a racing game on there, Fast RMX, and we would go to, like, dinner, and we're waiting for food, pull out the controllers off it and play.
Okay.
But then the fact,
with one system?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with one system, you can do... Some games will do, I think, up to 4 on the system itself.
Nice.
Or if you have multiple systems, they can connect. So if you want to play Doom against each other multiplayer, you can just wirelessly connect.
Okay.
It does have a lot of negatives. You know, the online sucks. Which is a Nintendo thing. Online just always sucks. They haven't launched the classic store yet, so you can't get any of the classic games yet.
Okay.
Neo Geo has their classic store, so you can get King of Fighters and some shmups and stuff like that. The online is horrible. You have to use your phone.
Oh.
You have to connect to the Switch. You don't have to connect to the Switch, but that's where your chats are.
Chat is actually
through there, and you can communicate.
That's odd.
And
some online component to chat.
It's the online component of chat. There's no friends. You can't just like, oh man, I played with this person. I'm going to be their friend and add them to my friends list. No, that's not how it works.
It even sounds like a step back from their Wii stuff.
It is a step back.
Wii U,
we've been complaining since day one. When it launched, day one, because, I mean, Splatoon 2 came out and we found out how bad it was going to be. And
really enjoyed Splatoon on the Wii U.
Splatoon's amazing.
Yeah.
Splatoon 2 is amazing. They do worldwide events like mustard versus, you know, ketchup and... sci-fi versus whatever.
Okay.
But also the fact I could just plug it into the TV. So it's a DS that if I want to sit down on a, you know, I have a projector in here that plays on a 10-foot wide wall, and I can play it on my 10-foot wide wall or at home. I have another dock, and I'll just dock it on the TV and play on my, you know, regular TV. So I can play couch co-op. It does have the Wii stuff. I can use the motion controls, but all of the games you can use the regular controls. It has an amazing Pro Controller. So they brought the Wii U Pro Controller and they upgraded it.
Nice.
I mean,
Nintendo is great with controllers.
Yes,
maybe not the 64. Some people really like it.
I really liked
it,
but trying to play it now is so hard.
Yeah.
Although it was groundbreaking in the day.
It was. We got it. We got 2 directional sticks.
Yeah.
And all these buttons. Yeah, I mean, and the fact that the screen is amazing. I mean, it is really nice playing the games. I mean, it's not a high-res system. It's not going to blow your mind in specs. But there's people...
Versatility-wise,
it made games fun again, and that was weird. It was weird that I had fun playing a game again, that I wanted to, like, finish my work and hurry up and go play, and play for until I go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I wouldn't go to bed. I'd just keep playing because it was addicting.
So you mentioned multiplayer. Have you done that quite a bit?
Yes. So we play Rocket League a lot. That just launched $20. We sat here and we just have a blast playing Rocket League mm-hmm. versus the computer. I've played Doom Online a few times. I miss playing first-person shooters just when I was
have
a PC gamer.
Have you hooked up multiple Switches or you
haven't
just
done
do
that? Because I'm one of two people that I know that has a Switch. Even though it's the most popular selling console right now, I know nobody with one.
Yeah, I don't have one.
So. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. So like only my one Nintendo friend, Luis, he has one. And then a couple other people I know have one. Mm-hmm. But we don't live, like, he's a full-time photographer with four kids and a wife. Like, he's not just going to jump over here. Like, we play, like, Mario Odyssey launch day, he came here and we played Mario Odyssey, but once in a blue moon, you can get away with that. But yeah, I was just at Best Buy and they had three Switches for sale. And people were like, they're for sale? I thought they were impossible to get. No, they finally have stock.
That's good. But, Nintendo is learning.
They did.
Like, the Super Nintendo Mini.
Yep.
You mentioned that you've seen it a few places.
I have.
This is great.
The Super Nintendo Mini is awesome. I think it's like 20 built-in games. Donkey Kong Country, Super Mario World, Castlevania 4, Star Fox, Star Fox 2, our Mario RPG.
It has Street Fighter.
Street Fighter 2, I think? No.
Yeah. Turbo. Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Which is my favorite one. That one, I broke a controller playing that game when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm so mad. Because I'd try to beat it in like hard mode, and you know the game's cheating. Like, and they admitted it finally that the game does cheat. Because you'd be like, I hit that person, and it didn't hit him. And they go for like a 90-point combo, and you're like, I can't do anything. I threw a controller. It was a Turbo controller too, like a non-brand, off-brand one.
ASCII maybe.
I don't know. It was clear. It was amazing. Oh. I loved it. And then I smashed it on the. I took that 13-inch TV in the basement when we finally got a nicer TV in the kitchen.
Yep.
So that was my gaming TV.
Oh, yeah. So moving forward, you think Nintendo's going to be really successful with the Switch and whatever else they do?
I don't think a single AAA company can ignore the Switch at this point right now. Yeah. It is the number one selling console. Five of their games were on the top 10 contenders for Game of the Year. The number one and number two were Breath of the Wild won Game of the Year, and then Mario Odyssey, I think, was second place. I mean, and with IPs coming back, they already announced a new Metroid for next year. They already announced Kirby for next year.
There's so many IPs that they have that they don't do too much with.
Yep. Smash Brothers is definitely coming back. They've announced Pokemon. The guys from Pokemon have announced a full-on Pokemon game.
Okay.
Besides Tournament DX, they brought back Tournament DX.
Yeah, it's usually been just for...
Handhelds.
Portable handhelds,
but this is a portable handheld.
True.
So it's
so good mixture of.
So I think they're going to be able to steal a lot of that. I mean, I know there will be a Final Fantasy redo for the Switch.
Because they were one, when they left Nintendo, that was a bad turning point for Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, nobody, why would you want to make something for the Wii U?
The N64 was the point because it couldn't store Square-style games. Yep. So
yeah, but now you have all the memory in the world because you can put as many micro SD cards in and out of there as you want.
Yep.
So I have to buy another one because I'm getting full up on my 128 already.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, the third-party game downloads are a little huge.
Yeah.
Another negative. I decided I really wanted a basketball game, so I downloaded NBA 2K18, and it's like 30 gigs because they don't know how to make a game small. But I mean, this is weird because Breath of the Wild, which is huge, was only 8 gigs.
Nintendo has the skills. You know, they have the design and basically the quality game skills that I think support them over the years is that making good games is
I almost was
paramount.
Fearing after the before the Switch... This is my fear earlier this year. If the Switch failed, which it totally could have, because literally it had one game besides like Super Bomberman or Bomberman R and a couple indie games that came out for it. It had nothing until the next big IP launch, which was ARMS, the fighting game that came out for it, and a couple other things. So in volleyball mode, everyone hates playing volleyball mode.
Oh.
I'm too good at the volleyball mode. Well, I'm not good at it. I just know what to do.
Yeah.
People don't play it enough to...
Oh.
You know, I thought for sure they would be the next Sega, where they would be making games for other systems because...
Good and bad. I do a lot of PC stuff, so that would have been that would have benefited me, but it could have been negative because Nintendo has less flexibility.
Yep.
Developing on someone else's stuff.
And they did a good job. They made sure that the Unity engine and Unreal Engine would run on the Switch. And
smart move.
You know, pick two good systems to run on it. Nope, you got to have those third-party games.
Yeah.
And there is a lot. I mean, the game store right now, even in its infancy, is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, moving forward,
I
agree with you. I think Nintendo will keep doing their thing and be successful at it. Definitely a big fan of Nintendo, even though they're not the... most amazing with how they treat Let's Players and stuff on YouTube. They're not, there's a lot of Nintendo legal stuff involved. But
yep.
Besides that, they put the emphasis on design and quality games.
And they care about the player. I mean, that's the thing is, I'm sitting there watching, you know, Forza 95 come out and, you know, watching EA just ruin themselves on Battlefront 2 and another Madden. Like I keep, every year the new Madden comes out or new anything from EA, I'm like, why don't you just do it every 4 years? Sell a $100 game, and then for the next 4 years you buy $20 a year subscriptions and update the roster, and then bring me an amazing football experience 4 years later.
Yeah.
And they're like, but we can make $70
microtransactions
and all these microtransactions to buy packs. That's gambling. Stop. Just, you know, they've been so worried about making money that no one's worried about making a game. Nintendo's like, well, we have no money. Well, we have tons of money. They had, or the Wii made them so much money. So, yeah, they have money, and they've always been good to the fans, and they showed it. Zelda and Mario in the same year, plus ARMS, plus, I mean, all these new AAA titles coming out from them, that, you know, new IPs to bring the people back.
Yeah, I think they learned from the Wii U. They put all of that knowledge into the Switch, which is good.
You need to make games, you need to make your fans happy, and they're doing it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Capacity Cast. You can hear more episodes at CapacityCast.com.